Once upon a time, there was a wise old sage who lived in the forest. As he was out for his morning walk, communing with all of his greater-than-human friends, he could hear in the distance what sounded like crying. It wasn't like the typical sound he often heard when he came across a baby, almost always a baby girl, who'd been abandoned at the edge of the woods. No, this was a different sound. It was more of a low sobbing. It was an almost pleading type of crying. Curious, he moved in the direction of the sound, which was difficult to locate as it was next to the edge of the waterfall, and the sounds of the cascading water muffled the cries. After searching for what seemed like an exceptionally long time, the wise old sage found a cracked cup lying at the base of the waterfall. In all these years, he had never come across anything like this in his secluded space. Upstream from the waterfall, closer to the village, there were often many things in the river, but there had never been anything in his sacred pool, the place where he communed with the falling water and took his daily cold plunge. As he picked up the cup, she opened her eyes, and he said to her, "What's troubling you, little one?" "Well, as you can clearly see, I'm an empty cup," she pleaded. "My purpose has been destroyed. I'm ruined, and the crack in the bottom of me caused my owner to throw me into the river, to discard me as if I were worthless." The wise old sage said, "Fear not, little one. I know exactly what to do." Removing the scarf from around his neck and wrapping the cup gently, he carefully placed her into his satchel. They then began the long journey back to his humble abode. Once inside, he removed the cup from his satchel, placed her on the table, and said, "My little friend, how is it that you're different from your original self?" The little cup replied, "Oh, why now? I'm useless. My purpose has always been to hold my master's tea, and for many years, I gracefully accomplished my purpose. And then, one day, my master's son was playing next to the table where my master sat drinking his morning tea, reading. The next thing I knew, all of my contents were all over the floor, and I felt different, not broken, but I knew something was clearly wrong. After my master picked me up from the floor, set me back up on the table, and refilled me, there was a loud scream, followed by cursing. He yelled at his little boy, proclaiming, 'Look what you've done! You've broken my favorite cup!' Little boy ran away. His feelings had been hurt, and my master was terribly upset. Not so much with the little boy, but with himself. In his fit, he scooped me up, walked outside to clear his thoughts, and the next thing I knew, I was airborne. He had let his anger get the better of him. He let his emotions get the best of him, and he threw me into the river. I think he knew almost immediately he'd made a huge mistake, because just before I hit the water, I heard him yell out, 'I'm sorry.' The next thing I knew, I was lying at the bottom of the waterfall, crying, and you showed up."
"Well, that's quite a story, my little friend. What would you say if I told you that I can make you perhaps even more appealing, perhaps even better than you were before this tragedy happened, perhaps more valuable to your master than you've ever been?"
"Could you? Would you? Oh, wise one, that would be amazing. My master wanted me back in his home so that we could drink tea together again."
"Well then, if that is what you wish, let it be done."
The next thing I knew, I awoke and I was in my master's hand once again, but I somehow felt
completely different. I felt renewed. I felt alive. I felt vibrant. I felt wanted. I felt needed. And my master seemed to look upon me with reverence, with honor. What I didn't know, what I could have never known, was that after he threw me into the river, he had gone into the water searching for me. Unable to find me, he was consumed by a heaviness in his heart. One day, as he was out walking at the edge of the river, he looked down, and there I was, magically sitting at the edge of the path, looking almost the same, but not quite. When he picked me up, he noticed a beautiful golden thread that had been elegantly woven into the surface of me by the wise old sage of the forest, who must have placed me at the edge of the path where my master could easily find me. Back inside the house, I was placed on the table next to the bone-white porcelain teapot. But before anything was poured into me, there was a small ceremony, a small ritual, acknowledging my return, along with a gratitude blessing for the tea. I never felt more important, useful, seen, understood, and loved than I did in that very moment, knowing that I'd been returned to my master and that he appreciated me just the way I was, blemishes, scars, and all. I hope you enjoyed this original story created by me, Bobby Kuntz, the Earth Artist. There are obviously multiple lessons here. What I've learned over time is that readers and listeners are much wiser than we often give them credit for. I will let you decide what the most important lesson is in this little story, and what would make me happier than you can imagine is if you took the time to tell me, to let me know, which one of the many lessons woven into the fabric of this little story is the one that spoke most deeply to your soul. Oh, and before I forget, thanks for listening.